produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. You're listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Your wealth is your wellness. As I read Enter His Rest this August of 2020 from Hebrews 4, 9 through 10, it reads, "So then there is still awaiting a full and complete Sabbath rest reserved for the true people of God. For he who has once entered God's rest also has ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors, just as God rested from those labors of his own." If you're troubled and upset, worried and worn about all the changes that need to be made in you, why not enter the rest of God? Struggling won't change you, neither will frustration or worry. The more you rest in God, the faster you'll see the change. If the canvas struggled under the artist's paintbrush, the painting would never get finished. The canvas is perfectly still, totally submitted to the artist's wisdom and creativity. That is exactly the way we must be with God. He knows what he's doing, people. And how to do it. We should believe in him and enter his rest. This comes from the reading of New Day, New You by Joyce Meyer, 366 devotion, since we're in 2020 leap year of enjoying everyday life. This spoke to my heart today. And of course, you're listening to Your Wealth is Your Wellness. I'm going to tell you, this brought me great wealth. Oh, Heavenly Father, did it ever bring me great wealth? Because right now is a trying time. It's a trying time for many, but it doesn't have to be if we just rest in Him. I have coached women and men across the country who are angst at this time during the pandemic. They've lost their jobs. As a man, you are to lead your family and take care of your family. For women who've lost their job and furloughed and have mouths to feed that are single moms, I pray for your strength, and I also pray for you to rest in Him. You see, I look at the cup runneth over in this pandemic, and my, has it runneth over. And so what I want to say to you is trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding, because the wealth that he brings you is his rest so that you can be well. I challenge each and every one of you that is listening on this day to stop what you're doing if you can. If you're not driving, please pull over. I just want you to put the car in park. I want you to stop what you're doing. Maybe you're cooking. Maybe you're just getting up. Maybe you're about to get into the shower. Whatever the case may be, stop right now. And just give God some praise. Give him the glory. Tell him to take it from you. Tell him he can have it. Tell him you're going to be obedient and you're going to be still like the canvas so that he, the artist, can paint. Be still. Be still and know, he says, that I am God. Be still. Be still. That's all he wants us to do in this pandemic, is to be still so that our cup can runneth over. I've had the awesome opportunity to really stretch myself to go to another level in my well-being. I have been exercising at least 3 to 4 times a week for 30 minutes inside of my pool. It is something that I have made a commitment to do. And when I'm in that water, God is blessing me with his wisdom. And he gave me an idea. And so what I want to say to you is, as you're being still, and as you're listening to God whisper into your heart, whisper into your soul, of the steps that he has ordered for you, take a deep breath and receive it. Just receive it right now. For those of you who may be sick and may have been diagnosed with some type of illness, stop. Take a deep breath. Give it to God. Don't lean on your own understanding. For by his stripes we are healed. Ask him to order your steps in the way that you should go in order to be well. You know, let's just get brilliant at the basics here, everyone. If you're going to take care of your health, because your health is your wealth, and your wealth is your wellness, what are you doing? What action steps are you going to take in order to have that cup runneth over? Because when you're still, he's talking to you. It's just a matter of we're willing to receive it or not. You know, sometimes we get that intuition, or we hear the spirit speaking, saying, get out of that bed, Coach Terry. You know you should be in that pool right now working out. And I say, yes, Lord, let me obey and get up. Even though I don't want to, and I get in that pool and I exercise. And the reason why I do it is because I know he's going to speak to me. He's going to speak to my heart. He's going to give me his holy word. And he spoke to me in the pool and he said, I want you to bless 12 women. You're going to bless them with a gift. You're going to put things in a box and you're going to send to women who are alone in this pandemic, because I need these specific 12 women that are going to open this box of glory and blessings to pay attention to me. And although these might be widgets that you're putting in this box, you're also going to put in this box, Coach Terry, the Word of God. So while they're enjoying all of the wonderful self-care and wellness products that you're going to put in there, they also go meditate on my word that I give you for them to study, for them to wallow in, for them to seek my face. I tell you right now, these are the 12. And I was so blessed, for I had not gotten out of bed and not had my stillness with God, I would have never gotten that wisdom and that action step from him. So when I say the cup runneth over in a pandemic, 12 women will be blessed because they're going to get a box of glory and of blessings because their wealth is their wellness. And their wealth is the word of God. We got to start there. For he's the foundation for everything. We have not because we ask not. And we ask not because we don't have a relationship. And when we don't have a relationship, we don't have the foundation. And so when we have a solid foundation, which is Christ our Lord, who's already, he's already taken on labor. And he's taken on our labors. And he's just saying rest. Rest in me, for I have great news to share with you. I need your attention. I need your attention. You were put in this world and on this earth for a purpose. Your days are numbered. I want to bless you. I have blessings for you. It might take you longer to get them, but I need for you to be obedient so that you can get them right away. You know, my dear Reverend Resia Crockett, who has transitioned and gone home with the Lord. My goodness, I don't even know how many years now. It has to be about 8. And she baptized me. She baptized Coach Terry. She did. I had been baptized as a child, but I hadn't as an adult. And so she officiated my baptism. It was Christmas time, and I put her on speakerphone, and my sister filled up her bathtub with water and listened to the instructions from Reverend Resia Crockett, my dear sister. And I was baptized, and I was so grateful to get that certificate of baptism. And she told me before she passed, she said, "Now, little girl, I need you to listen to me." She said, "You will bless many, but you got to be still, and you got to trust God, and you got to rest in Him." She said, "Because if you don't, what I believe is that day when you get to the gate and you walk into the heavens of the Lord, He's going to take you to a room and He's going to open it up and He's going to say, 'My child, Terry, these are all the gifts that I had for you on earth that were right in front of you, but you were so busy. You were so independent. You were so trying and true to just make it all right yourself. You didn't give me the time to show you what was right in your hand.'" And I said, "Wow. Do you think that's what it's like?" She said, "I don't know," and started cracking up. She said, "But wouldn't it be amazing? I mean, you're already, your soul is going on to heaven. You're in paradise. But then to reflect on what you missed and the lessons learned." So what I say to you is just that. We have to rest in His peace. We've got to give God His time. We've got to be still. And we have to build that foundation on His word. His word is the solid foundation. Those are the steps to walk in. Those are the steps to dance in. Those are the steps to praise God in. Those are the steps that have to be taken in order for your cup to be runneth over. Ooh, I'm so full right now because I'm just so happy that I get to bless 12 women. I get to bless 12 women that are alone. Perhaps some of you are alone right now. You don't know what to do, and you've tuned in and said, "Somebody give me a word. Somebody give me some direction." And what God said is just get on your knees and call out my name. If you just call out my name, I'll be there in a hurry. I'll be there in a hurry. I've never left you because I'm standing right next to you. In fact, my child, I've been carrying you along the way. You just haven't had time to pay attention. So what is it that you can do in the middle of this pandemic to bless somebody else? What is it that you're doing now that is blessing others? That is helping others. You know, I joined an online shopping club. It just made sense to me. I joined the online shopping club so that I could get things in bulk to put into the boxes for the 12 women that I'm going to bless. And then I have some scriptures and some empowerment cards and all that good stuff. It's just nice to be able to receive something in the mail from someone and open it up with no expectations, but you know it's going to be good. And when it's of God that's told you to do it, how it's going to bless that individual. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. I'm so excited about this mission. I just wish that I could videotape their faces or see their faces. I might even tell them, don't open it until we Zoom. Everybody's Zooming now. Until we Zoom on the computer, because I would love to see a reaction when you open the box. Because we have to have an emotional connection with people. Because it's then that they know that you care. There's so many people right now that have never been told or haven't been told in a long time that I love you. A lot of us have not had any physical touch, which is a hug or a kiss on the cheek for a loved one, because you may be asymptomatic or have may been exposed to COVID. But what are you going to do to bless others in the middle of this pandemic? Because again, the cup runneth over. We have to look at it as an opportunity to strengthen our foundation with the Lord. To ask Him, what are the steps, Lord? Because I know I've been in my own mind and I need to stay steadfast on You. I need to rest in You so that I can hear You speak to my heart. I just love the fact that those of us who are cheerful givers want to give. I love that. For those of you who are listening that are young adults, praise God for you are the future. I tell you to honor your parents. If you are a caregiver listening, I pray for your continued strength and I pray for your peace right now. I pray that you have support to come and assist you in a time of need. I pray that you can live in balance and take time for yourself while you still take care of your loved one and not feel guilty for it. This pandemic has put a lot of weight and a lot of stress on others. But we have to be able to speak up and ask for help. We have to be able to pick up the phone and ask for help. Let go of the pride. Because God has those blessings for you right now. They're right in your hands. Don't allow that day for God to open the door and say, these are all the blessings that I have for you, but you wanted to do it your own way. Because remember, God allows us to make our own choices, right? He sure does. So you can go on down that way if you want to. I'll see you when you come back around. I'll see you when you come back around. And I'll love you. And I'll forgive you. And I'll keep blessing you. Your blessing will be right here. Or you can go down another path and do what you want to do. When you come back around, the blessing is right here. Learn to ask for help. You know, I am a national sales trainer for a hospice company. And I love what I do. And when people hear the word hospice, they freeze. Like, oh my gosh, you're probably saying Coach Terry works in hospice? I love it. It's another part of my ministry. I love going to talk to patients and families and uncovering their needs and finding out what is exactly that you want with this life-limiting illness. How do you want the rest of your days to be? And when I do these assessments and I have these collaborations with patients and families and different referral sources, if it's a doctor or a nurse, etc., I still see it as giving cheerfully of myself to listen to listen to others. Because there's so many people that have nobody to talk to. Times and times again, people are trying to sell themselves and sell whatever they have. You know, and they never ask an individual, how are you? What brings us to this point today? And in the middle of this pandemic, we have many people dying from COVID. They're dying alone, afraid, and in pain. And if you know of anyone who is elderly, fragile, frequent hospital visits or in the hospital now, some on ventilators, some not due to COVID, and you can't go see them, continue to call the hospitals, because if that's what God has told you to do, continue to ask if they can turn on FaceTime or put you on video camera, something. Because it's something about your family and friends hearing your voice, hearing you pray, seeing your face that gives them just strength to get through. Look at this pandemic as a time to bless other people. And I know your cup will overflow. And those of you who are listening, you know what I'm talking about because you're being blessed. You're saying, Coach T, you are hitting this right on the head because God has blessed me more than anything right now in the middle of this pandemic. I have more money in my bank account. I have my health. I'm working from home. My kids are home virtual learning. I have food in my refrigerator. I have more than enough. And it's because you believe. It's because you believe. Many people want to rush out here and get right back to work and not follow the CDC precautions in the United States is what I'm talking about. And can be asymptomatic and not even paying any attention to them maybe possibly infecting somebody else. But oh, if God has you home, He's got something for you. You just got to be still and rest in Him. That's it. You just got to be still and rest in Him. You're listening to Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. I'll leave you with this. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, press down, shake it together, and run it over. Shall men give into your bosom? For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Meaning it's going to bless you over and over and over again. I want to thank you so much for your time and tuning in to Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Again, this is Coach Terry. I am so blessed to be able to deliver love from God to you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for ordering my steps. I thank you, Father, for everyone that's listening on this line, for your strength and continued peace, Father God. I ask you to wrap your arms around those who are in turmoil, Father God, that may be in a little bit of fear. It might be fear of success, Lord, or it might be fear of failure. But all we know is we're going to fail forward in you, Father God. We're going to seek the foundation of your word, Father God, daily. And we're going to rest in you, Father God. In Hebrews 4:19, you say, rest in you, Lord. We are going to rest in you. Continue to order our steps, for we are not going to lean on our own understanding, Lord. We are not going to lean in our own understanding. These prayers, and blessings, we ask in your name for Christ's sakes, in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Be well. Bye for now.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.